Then the noise started. At first, it was a faint knocking from somewhere in the ship's infrastructure. But then it got louder, more insistent.
What is that?
McCavity had his hands over his ears and was shouting to be heard. The robots looked at each other, confused. Rose glanced at the doctor, and he winked.
Crocs! He exclaimed loudly. Oh my goodness, there must be a rupture on one of the external supply pipes.
Suddenly, he was all sympathy.
Oh, and you were doing so well, he told Sally and the others. Just about to force us to look for Glint's ship and everything, and now some nasty crocs are about to tear your ship apart. We'll die when the hull is punctured and the air escapes, but I guess they'll rip you apart for the water and steam, which sounds rather unpleasant.
The tall robot, that was really Canon K, was shuddering with the effort of trying to speak.
Crocs,
it managed to say, voice rusty and flat.
Yeah,
the doctor agreed.
Nasty.
I suppose someone could...
No, that would be just daft, far too dangerous.
What? Sally demanded.
Well...
The doctor swallowed, as if what he was about to propose was insanely dangerous.
Someone could go outside the ship and fix the ruptured pipe.
Sally looked at the other robots. Then she looked at the doctor. And in return, you ask for what?
Look, I can't say I fancy being killed by the crocs any more than you do. If it keeps us alive a bit longer, that's good enough for me.
All right, Sally shouted back. And no tricks or we kill the others, agreed?
Agreed, the doctor said. But stick them in the escape pod while I sort out the pipework.
Why?
Smithers rasped.
Why? Because if the ship depressurizes before I get it repaired, then my chums here will suffocate. So stick them in the pod and they'll be safe and sound.
And have them escape, Sally said. That's what escape pods do.
Not if you keep the clamps locked so it's attached to the main body of the ship, the doctor pointed out.
I'd have thought you'd like the idea. After all, the pod will make a great prison cell, don't you think?
Prison cell, Sally agreed.
Or coffin,